Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
This is Radio Free Redoubt. Thank you for tuning in to the voice of the American Redoubt here on this 01192019. My goodness, it's the 19th of January, 2019. We are hard charging into this year. Prayers, please, because the legislatures are in session, so you should be afraid of your rights and your pocketbook right now. But we got some updates for you. Don't despair. There are patriots in the capitals of the American Redoubt states and other free states across America that are fighting to preserve your heritage and your rights. Remember that to lift them up in your prayers. You are very blessed if you can call one of those your representative. So we'll be watching that. We'll be following that throughout this spring. Some of the states have long sessions. I know Washington State does. So anyway, welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. We want to shed the light of truth on the lies. We want to hopefully inform and encourage and inspire you and motivate you to action in this fight to preserve liberty and our heritage. We are on AM 630 and KTW 96.5. If you are in the Spokane area or Coeur d'Alene area, just across the border there. But if not, well, then you're probably listening to our live streaming. Thank you all for tuning in. Those of you that are outside the wire, you're in our prayers as well. And thank you for your prayers of support for us. I also wanted to say thank you very much. I was talking to somebody who was saying, what were they going to buy? They were going to buy something off of Amazon. And I said, oh, don't forget to go to Radio Free Redoubt and just click on that banner and go to Amazon that way. And then all your shopping is, that makes it an affiliate link. So anything you purchase after that, we get a small affiliate. So I felt so blessed during Christmas or the Christmas shopping in November. All of the folks that went to Amazon and clicked on our links, it came to like $680. All those little 50 cents is added up, and it was huge. That's 2 months worth of our airtime that it takes a huge burden off of. The cost of Radio Free Redoubt and Amron, the expansion of it, just continues to grow, and you don't even realize. So that was because folks like you that are doing your shopping that you would normally do anyway, just stop by Amron.com or RadioFreeRedoubt.com and or save that link in your favorites, and then go into Amazon that way. So I'm, of course, you know, that was Christmas shopping month, so that was exceptionally large. But like I said, that's a couple months of our airtime, and we're just very grateful. So I was talking to this guy, and he said, oh, I do every time. And he goes, the guys, the team, I tell them all to do the same, or they all do the same thing as well. They go to Radio Free Redoubt or Amron and click on that. So, gosh, all I can say more than that is just, have those guys tell your friends as well. And, it really makes a difference. So this is a listener supported radio. This is all because of you guys make this possible. So thank you. Now I got a quick update here. We've got an update. We had somebody contact Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. You remember a couple weeks ago, somebody come on Twitter and as Dr. Peter Vincent Pry saying, we need to prepare quick for this unforeseeable, this EMP expert saying, we all need to buckle down and get ready, get food, water, everything right now because something's coming soon. Well, We had a patriot who knows Dr. Peter Vincent Pry personally, got a hold of him. He says, that absolutely was not me. He says, I'm old school. I do not Twitter. This was an imposter, somebody posing as me. So that was just a false alarm. However, the EMP threat or the hacking of our grid, our telecommunications and our power grid systems are very real. So we always want to be prepared and self-reliant, obviously not fearful, but just prepared. So you can weather any storm, even if it's a real storm, ice storms coming through, things like that. So always be vigilant, always be ready. It's just wise and it's prudent, especially when you see storm clouds gathering. I'm going to talk about that a little bit, but we've got a soy boy Metro Pansy alert. You all should probably be aware of, especially if you are living in the occupied state of Washington. No, of course, you guys are living in the free zones in the future state of Liberty. It's not quite as bad. There's hope for you because Liberty State is on its way. But boy, right now, you've got this Lieutenant Governor Habib. What's his name? Something. Cyrus Habib, too afraid to do his job. This is over at Redoubt News. Of course, it's several news outlets, but Sherry Davali over there at Redoubt News did an editorial on this piece, and I want to share that with some of you. But Washington State Lieutenant Governor Cyrus Habib chose to insult Governor Jay Inslee and other dignitaries, including the Washington State Supreme Court justices, by not attending the State of the State address this Tuesday when session opened. Why did he do that? He indicated that he is concerned that someone might be legally carrying a concealed weapon in the gallery, which is legal, and that seemed to be more than enough for him to stay away from the governor's annual address. Really, because somebody who could a law-abiding citizen who's gone through the lawful procedures of applying for, it's not really lawful, it's the legal procedures of acquiring a concealed weapons license, who can legally carry at the Capitol in most places with a concealed firearm. He's afraid that somebody might be in the audience carrying a legally carried firearm. Unbelievable. So he decides not to show up for work. This is unreal. This is what you call hoplophobia. That's the fear, the irrational fear of guns. That's a hoplophobe. And in fact, this is so irrational, it's keeping him from doing his job, like showing up for work when there is a State of the State address to be given. So they recommend in this article, maybe he should get some counseling. Unbelievable. One has to wonder if he's afraid of the people that elected him. Who knows what he's afraid of? He's blind, so maybe he can't see. But you know what? If it's concealed, you wouldn't know it anyway. Even the people who are not blind can see it. But this guy, my belief is that this gentleman is blind in all kinds of ways. So both the House and the Senate have policies against the open carry of weapons, but as president of the Senate, Habib has implemented his own policy of not allowing legal concealed carry into the Senate gallery. Okay, so that's just his own policy. I knew about that, but I guess that's the only place. You got to keep him protected. Well, I mean, you could carry openly. How would he know? Well, with all the Democrats there, you could tell by the gasps, but otherwise, the lieutenant governor's blind. Carry openly. How's he going to know? Just tell him. There's no guns here. We don't see any guns. Well, I'm not falling for the drama queen theatrics. And it does not persuade me to support the disarming of law-abiding citizens or lawmakers or anyone else, for that matter, working at the Capitol. They have an inherent God-given right to self-defense. Well, Representative Matt Shea gave a powerful speech today on the steps of the Capitol in front of a Second Amendment rally that was taking place at the Capitol. And this is very timely. In fact, it's very timely why the theatrics from the lieutenant governor. And this is why they are coming out, pun intended, guns blazing against the Second Amendment. Here's a pretty good list of them right here at the NRA, ILA, the Washington Committee hearings on anti-gun bills. Anti-gun bills will be heard on January 21st at 10 a.m. by the Washington State Senate Committee on Law and Justice and by the House Committee on Civil Rights and Judiciary on January 22nd. That's this coming week, folks. That's why I'm telling you this. Contact the committee members, contact your elected representatives, contact your senator's office, and demand that they oppose these draconian gun control bills. Now, I'm going to put a posting, I'm going to put a link in the highlights and resources posting to this NRAILA.org article on Washington committee hearings on anti-gun bills. The reason why is because when you go to this article, you can just do an internet search for it right now. Don't use Google. Use DuckDuckGo or Start Page because it masks your IP and it doesn't track your internet activity. I'm talking about security here. But you can go to NRAILA.org and find this article on Washington committee hearings. So the reason why I'm telling you this is because there's a link that you click on that. It will take you through their take action page, walking you through how to get a hold of your elected representatives and how to make your voice heard. Now, if you want to attend those hearings, there are a lot of patriots who will be. You should plan to arrive early to find parking and to sign in with opposition to the bills. Testimony on the bills at the January 21st hearings will be limited to 2 minutes each. But let's get down to some of these bills. Senate, the proposed substitute to Senate Bill 5062 was filed at the request of Attorney General Bob Ferguson. It would ban the possession of ammunition magazines with a capacity greater than 10 rounds, encompassing most standard capacity magazines commonly used by law-abiding citizens like you and me, such as with handguns popular for self-defense, like the ones that you and I carry. Those who own compliant magazines prior to the non-compliant magazines prior to the ban would only be allowed to possess them on their own property and in any other limited instances, such as at licensed shooting ranges and nationally sanctioned sport shooting events. Because it's all about sports, right? This is what the Second Amendment was for. So you could have a hobby, a sport. Not. It is to stand against tyranny. Senate Bill 5174 would increase the government red tape that law-abiding adults must go through in order to obtain a concealed pistol license by requiring a mandatory training course developed by the Washington State Patrol. Now, I think that training is actually very important. It is essential. I think that you, as a responsible citizen caring, should get training. Most states now require some type of proficiency, demonstration of proficiency and training, so you understand the legalities of firing a handgun in self-defense or any firearm in self-defense. But what I have a problem with is the fact that they require you to have a concealed weapons permit at all, or a license. That's just about revenue. A permit is about control, and all of this is really about control because you have a God-given right. What other right do they have? Freedom of speech. Do they make you get a license to be able to speak openly about your political views? Religion. Do they make you acquire a license to be able to practice your Christian faith? Well, not yet. What other right, God-given right, is out there that they license? This is about disarming people. This is about control. This is specifically removing the citizen's ability to resist tyranny. And we have history to learn from. so we know we're not just making this up. House Bill 1073, sponsored by Representative Javier Valdez, were filed at the request of the Attorney General. They would end the centuries-old practice of manufacturing firearms for personal use, among other things. They're really going after, they're going to go after those 80% lowers that so many of you are fond of. And rightfully building your own combat rifles with 80% lowers. Good on you. That's good old American ingenuity and resourcefulness. Plus, the government can't track it. House, but what if we got, there's several of them here. So we're going to go ahead and take a break and we're going to come back. I want to share some stuff with you, but go and click on that article, click on Take Action, let your voice be heard. And I'll tell you what, if there was Liberty State has got to happen. It's not a pipe dream. It's not something you think, oh, that would be nice. And then don't do anything to make happen. You're going to have to make this happen. Patriots living in Eastern Washington, if you want to be free, there is no other solution than Liberty State. Simple as that. We'll be right back at the Voice of the American Redoubt. And I want to thank our sponsor, Works Holsters, Works LLC, for their custom-made holsters, Kydex holsters, and magazine carriers made right here in the American Redoubt. Lifetime guarantee on all their products at works.com. Stay right there.
Hello, everyone. I am broadcasting from occupied territory in a symbolic location, standing here in Olympia between the governor's mansion and the Capitol building. 2019 is off to an awesome start for the Liberty State movement, and all you volunteers get ready to start bringing your elected officials on board with us right away. Representative Shea has two bills written and waiting for bill numbers in the legislature this week, and we'll need all of you to start pressuring your reps and senators to support what an average of 74% of their constituents are supporting, the dividing of the state of Washington. So get ready, everyone. Gear up and be prepared to educate and invite your elected officials to jump on to this bandwagon that will lead to the restoration of the power of our vote in Eastern Washington. This is going to be one awesome year. Please don't miss this opportunity to change all of our lives for the better this year by donating or volunteering with our movement today. Please log on to libertystate.org. This is Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Olympia.
Welcome back to segment two of Radio Free Redoubt. Segment two is brought to you by Patriot-owned business Riverfront Suites out of St. Mary's, Idaho. Six, seven fully furnished suites right on the St. Joe River in St. Mary's, Idaho. Spring is right around the corner. You guys want to go out and see the fresh new leaves and beauty of the St. Joe River and the small town, just the air of what a neat little town. I love St. Mary's. Anyway, that's where they're located, Riverfront Suites. So if your weekend getaway up the St. Joe River, check them out, riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, now going right into this. Conservatives, especially Christians, have been accused a lot lately of causing division. Well, when we stand up for unborn children, we're causing division. When we resist the efforts of hoplophobic members of our wayward government to disarm us, we're causing division. When we refuse to compromise on things that God doesn't compromise on, or nor expects or wants us to, we're causing division. We want to save our children, or what they say is we need to do these things. We need to remove your freedoms from you to save the children. But see, they're liars because they're killing children. They're forcing vaccinations, which are harming children. studies are showing. They tell us we stand in the way of them saving the environment. We hate the environment and we're causing division. To save the orcas. Or when we stand against them in their efforts to limit human use of our own property or publicly taxpayer-owned land. When we want to use that stuff and they say, no, we can't let you use your own land in the way you want or public land because they want to control the populace and we stand up against them because we want freedom, we're causing division. When we stand against socialism, which is the forcible taking from one person to give to another, that's socialism. When we stand against that, we're causing division. Or refusing to bow to the state as the supreme power of the universe with no higher authority to answer to, well, we're causing division. When we stand for our traditions and our heritage, such as the Bible or a marriage between a man and a woman, etc., etc. This is like we're playing chess, and everybody's been playing chess. This is a giant chess club, and everybody agrees to the rules, and we're playing chess, and someone wants to come along and demand that we start using Monopoly pieces on our chessboard, and every time you take a new space and overtake another opponent's piece, you need to pay rent. Now we're using Monopoly money, and we say no. We're playing chess. This is the chess club. We're playing chess. These are the rules for playing chess. And they say, what? You're going to cause division? Are you causing division by refusing to adapt to these new rules that are completely different? Those old rules for chess are completely antiquated and outdated. They don't fit our culture anymore. But only see, now the game is more serious. The stakes are higher now. This is not just a chess game. In fact, it's not just a game, but they're changing the rules. And when we say, no, that's wrong, these are the rules, they say, whoa, you're causing, are you causing division, comrade? I was reading in my reading this week, and I'm going to go into this. I'm going to talk more tomorrow night in the podcast about toxic masculinity, which I bring up from time to time, and I think it's time. But in my Bible reading this week, I think it was, what, Tuesday or Wednesday morning? I can't remember, but I landed on Luke chapter 12, and I want to read this to you. Christ is speaking. He says, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled, but I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how distressed I am till it's accomplished. Now we're in verse 51. Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. For from now on, five in one house will be divided, three against two and two against three. Father will be divided against son and son against his father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. So when Christ came, it caused division. That's not because we are dividing. It's because we live in a world that is hostile toward how chess has been played, and they want to change the game. The standard that God set, they're in rebellion against it, and they want to change it. They want to change what we know to be our Christian heritage in this nation, and they don't like it. And they want to hand you Monopoly pieces. And you say, no, that's not the rules. And then they're pointing to you and shrieking and saying, whoa, are you causing division? No, division will come. Jesus came to bring division because it stands in the face of the God of this world, our enemy. So anyway, in 54... he says, he also said to the multitudes, whenever you see a cloud rising out of the west, immediately you say, a shower is coming, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be hot weather, and there is. Hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it you do not discern this time? How do you not discern the times? We're called to discern the times, but we're not acting like it. I'm talking to my fellow Christians here. And remember, in Luke, when Jesus tells the disciples, go out to spread the gospel and don't take anything with you. Don't take your purse. Don't take a cloak. Everything's going to be provided. But then later on, that was in Matthew. So then in Luke, later on in chapter 22, verse 36, things change. Something changes. What changes? Jesus asked them, when I sent you out without a purse or a bag or sandals, did you lack anything before? They said, nothing. No, we had everything we needed. And then he says, now, however, the one with a purse should take it. And likewise, a bag. Get your go bags. And the one without a sword should sell his cloak and buy one. For I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in me. And he was numbered with the transgressors, for what it is written about me is reaching its fulfillment. In other words, something changed. This is about discerning the times. It was different back then. You didn't need guns. You didn't need a bag. You don't need a sword. Now things are different. And he tells them, look, you can see a storm coming. You say, oh, a storm's coming. And then a storm comes. Wow. But you can't discern the times that you're in. Patriots, we need to discern the times that we are in. You don't give up your guns. You don't give up your values. You don't give up your heritage. You stand fast to it. And if you're in occupied territory where you're completely overran, there's room for you in the American redoubt for joining others that are strategically relocating because they can see a storm is coming. And many are discerning what's coming. Times are changing. Times are changing. So discern those times. This is John Jacob Schmidt. Join us tomorrow night, RadioFreeRedoubt.com. Have a blessed weekend. Oh, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.